or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
KAYT listeners, KQJO listeners, we present to you Pastor Arthur LaValle.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you once again, Father. As we always say, it's time, Lord, you allow us to come on the broadcast. What an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to be obedient to you and to share your love with your children. Father, that's an honor. That's a privilege, and I don't take that lightly, Father. So I humble myself under your mighty hand, Father, and I ask, Lord, always, Father, that it be less of me and more of you, day by day by day, until there's none of me and all of you, Father. For this purpose, Father, that I might be a worthy vessel, fit for the master's use, Father. For the message that you've given us, Father, to share with mankind, Father, is your love. That's why I always say it's an honor and it's a privilege. Tremendous honor, tremendous privilege to be able to come on this radio broadcast and to all those who perhaps are listening, Father, that you would brought to your kingdom. The privilege to share with them your love. Your love, Father. Wow. What an honor. So, Father, again, less of me and more of you, day by day, each day, Father. Until, Father, is none of me and all of you. And once again, it's for this purpose, Father, so that I might be a worthy vessel, fit for the master's use. For this purpose, Lord, that your children might be able to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of your word. Your word, the word of your love, Father. And thereby draw all of us, Father, closer and closer to you, into a closer relationship with you.
Yeah.
It's for your people, my Father. It's all for your people, Lord. Not only for the edifying of the body of Christ and the church, Lord, but that the church might begin in this year, Father, to fulfill this purpose and its destiny, Lord. And that purpose and destiny, Father, is to win souls. to your kingdom, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you again for the opportunity to share with your people your love. And to your people, Father, who are listening in this broadcast, we say unto you, too, what an honor, what a privilege it is to be able to serve such distinguished men and distinguished ladies. That's a tremendous honor just as well. It's kind of like Jesus was, you know, he came and he was the King of Kings, and yet, Lord, he washed our feet. He washed our feet. He washed those disciples' feet. He came as a servant. And Lord, I guess to his Father, that was an honor and a privilege to be able to serve all of us. You know what he said to all of us? He said to all of us, Lord, the same thing that my desire is in my heart. He said to all mankind, the love of God. That was the driving force of everything. I mean, everything that he's doing as far as mankind, his children's concerned, his driving force toward all of that is his love for his family, his love for his children. Everything that he did, everything that he's doing, everything that he will do, everything that he will continue to do for all eternity is all motivated by his love. Bible say this, man, God is love. Hallelujah. He is love. In him, no darkness at all. That don't mean like day and night darkness or like, you know, in him is no darkness, no shadow, no darkness turning. In him is all wisdom, all knowledge. And all that he is, everything he consists of, his driving force, his motivator rider, boy, he just want to love his children, and he just want his children to love him. Well, that's why he said, your eyes ain't seen, your ears ain't heard. I told you, it ain't even nearby closely entered into our hearts and minds. Who we are. We used to say this all the time in Houston, and I think we need to say it again as we down here in Louisiana now. It ain't dawned on us yet who we are. Hello. The Bible says, boy, God, when God was, there was nothing, man. God, he was just God, and God's only begotten, his only begotten, that which all springs from him. That which comes from him, you know. And what come from him, out of him, boy, was a word, a spoken word. Yeah, that's his only begotten. And we know him as Jesus, but I'm talking about, boy, in eternity, who he really is. And boy, God, they boy, when they were having so much fun, they pleased him so much, man. That was his offspring, man. They were together, man, to do anything. And the Bible says this, and God was so pleased with that son, with his word, that he wanted man a whole lot just like him. He decided that man before the foundation of the world. That's in eternity past, you know, that's before anything was. Before there was any angels, before anything. Whatever was man, and say like in the beginning, there was God. I'm talking about that which was from the beginning. God ain't in the beginning. He began the beginning. Glory to God. Hey, Lord. And boy, and that which was from the beginning, boy, it was him and his son. Boy, and his son pleased them so much. Because the Bible says, man, he wanted a whole bunch of them just like him. Boy, that's who you and I are. We the result of being. Boy, you know what? He even though we was lost in our sin and everything else because of Adam, he really, man, he showed his love for us, man. The Bible says he so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. And watch this, you know what? The main thing what he sent his only begotten son for is to show us something, to show us our ourselves. But when we look at him and the thing that he did, we look as in looking as in a mirror. It's like looking in a mirror. He wasn't coming to show off. He's coming to show us who we are and what we have and what we can do. Glory to God. Man, listen, that's why I say it's a tremendous honor. It's a tremendous privilege, man, to be able to come up on this radio broadcast, man, and share with you the love of God. I don't have no pre-planned messages, man. You know, listen, for 40 years, not since 1980. That was long that has been, man. Everything in my life consists of it, the Word of God. On the inside of me is the Word of God. I got my life, you know, and everything else in me. That's self, that's I. But even self and I and everything else, man, and this physical body and everything else that it consists of and everything else, man, that's under the armor of them, man. Call a son of God. Call a spirit of God. Call the child of God. Call a king of God. A king on the earth. Godly a king. You know what it say, Jesus Christ, the king of kings? The kings that he's the king of, that's us. I told you, come down to this earth, man, and not to show off, you know, and to condemn people and everything else, boy. He come down here to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, man, and then he was showing us, man, through his life, man, how to roll, baby. This is how you operate. This is how you live. This is what you're supposed to be doing. You get preoccupied with the means and you miss out on the life. Well, I tell you, and all that was motivated by his love. He loved his son so much, man. Tell these things, man, I want me a whole lot of them like that. Then came you and I. Little offspring of God. The Bible said this, and God said, let us. Who are you talking to? That's him and his only begotten. Listen, you made by God Incorporation, man. I'm going to say that again, man. You're a product, man, of the kingdom of God Incorporated. You're an offspring of God. You come from God. I'm talking about that which beyond the natural. I don't know why I took off like this. You know, I got my wife with me today, you know, and I think that's where the other half of my strength and my anointing come from. And I don't know, I think this might be a new phase of doing things. But anyway, again, we count it an honor and a privilege and a tremendous, tremendous. You know, in Houston, when we used to be, you know, had our congregational ministry, you know, all the time God would always instruct us, man, you know, as a leader, just bow before the people. Every time I would minister to people, you know, it becomes just a habit, you know. In that arena, you know, I just bow before the people, you know, because I know who you are. I found out, and as I told you, for 40 years, I've been reading and understanding and meditating in this word. And it ain't me. Boy, that's the Christ on the inside of me, man. You know, it was 40 years ago that I heard a radio broadcast. Years ago, on November the 2nd. I was a drug dealer back then in 1980s, you know, from the 70s to the 80s, you know. I was involved in drugs. But no big time. I was into the drug dealing, you know. And I'm on my way from Houston to Indiana. And, boy, I had a personal encounter with the Lord. And it changed my life all the way around. And, man, you know, in that personal encounter with the Lord, man, you know, hey, in that experience, everything was all right. It didn't matter where we're going. It didn't matter. I don't even have words to try to explain it. You know, I tried to explain it for 40 years, but every time I get to that place, I always do like I'm doing now. I don't even have no words to. But I know this, everything was all right. And the God that I had heard about all my life from a child, just like most of us have, you know, I come to realize, man, through that person.